Hello there, this is Mistress Delia, and I want to tell you a true story about a chastity lock emergency. When you are in chastity, I always say that you should be prepared for an emergency, any emergency, really. Now, last night, that happened to me and Jack. We solved the problem, but this made me want to again stress the importance of having a plan for escaping from chastity, if needed. Jack had been locked in chastity for the weekend. I had locked him out Friday night and wore the key around my neck. Now, as my wonderful blog readers know, I do this from time to time, so it was no different from any other time. The weekend proceeded normally for us in our kink, of course. Jack completed a nice list of household chores. He did cooking and cleaning, even cleared out overgrowth in the backyard. And sexually, this weekend was for me. I had all the orgasms I wanted and how I wanted them. It was wonderful. Saturday night, we had the chastity lock emergency. It was late, almost midnight on Saturday. After some play and wild teasing, I decided to free that cock from chastity. After all, Jack really had earned it. I took the key from around my neck and went to put it in the lock, but it wouldn't fit. A second of honest-to-God true panic erupted inside me. So I took a breath and tried again. I went to get the emergency key kept in my jewelry box and tried. It didn't work either. So I looked closer at the lock, and it looked like a part of the lock cylinder had moved up. The two parts of the lock cylinder were not next to one another, and no key would fit. I made Jack try the lock, and it wouldn't budge. There was just no way a key was fitting in there. It was broken. But we had a plan. We had discussed this happening way before we ever started chastity. And our backup plan was to cut the lock. So like a nervous trooper, Jack put on shorts and made his way out to the shed. He came back a couple moments later with bolt cutters. And I watched as he ever so gently opened them and put them right on the lock shackle, closed them down, just cutting the metal. A little click, and that was it. Within seconds, the chastity lock was off and the device followed. I was relieved that even though chastity went wrong, we had a plan in place that was quick and helped us get right back to our Saturday night kink. So, if you are in chastity, make sure that you have a plan if things go wrong. Pinching, pain, a lock emergency, or really, whatever you can think of. It's a good thing to discuss with your dom before locking away. Know your plan and practice it before locking so you know what to do if you ever have a chastity emergency. This is Mistress Delia. You can reach me at 800-601-6975.